Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to the broadcast. And we hope and pray that it will give you encouragement, it will give you more faith, more outlook, and will allow you to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because all our help comes from the Lord. And what teaches us to trust God more, to lean and depend on Him. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church. We're located at 508 Grissett Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bishop Charles Shirley Jr., Pastor Evangelist Ann Shirley. Our service began at 8 a.m. every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you're in that area or you listen to the broadcast, and my pastor and Bishop, they're on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook every Sunday, and every Monday they have this marriage seminar that they're giving every Monday night at 7 o'clock, but this Monday night they didn't have it. I think they're having it tonight at 7 p.m. So just tune in and listen to it. You'll learn so much. And we're hoping and pray that you will stop by, and our service is awesome. I'm not saying it because I belong there, but it is awesome. I'm telling you the truth. We're going to have a short prayer. I'm just going to read this to you in the hope and pray that you will get some encouragement out of it. And this is 23rd Psalm. If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If he's our shepherd, we shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord God, we know that you are able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you to do, Lord God. Those that are sick and incarcerated, some don't know the right hand from the left. Lord, I'm asking you to intervene. I know that you're able. You're that great physician. And you said in Isaiah, with your stripes, we are healed. We're depending on you. You can do things no one else is able to do. And you can heal. And you are our healer. You are our provider. You are our way when we don't see no way. You are our hope when our hope is gone. You are that conqueror of death. You are that good shepherd. You are the rock of all ages. You my rock, my sword, and my shield, Lord God. You are my everything, Lord God. Lord, I'm just depending on you to touch my body and heal my body, Lord God. I know you can do it, Lord God, and I'm going to look to you. Because I know what you can do. There's no secret what you can do. You can do the impossible. Man said it can't be done. But you say it can be done. And I'm looking to you. I'm trusting in you. I'm believing in you. I have faith in you. Because I know without faith, it is impossible to please God. I need more faith. More love, more patience, more long-suffering, more meekness, kindness, more temperance, Give me self-control, Lord God. When somebody pull out in front of me, Lord God, let me have self-control, Lord God, on every situation. Lord, help me to be more like your son, Jesus. Lord, give me the character that Jesus had, Lord God. Give me more understanding. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Let us obey your word. Study your word. Believe your word. Trust your word. Pray your word. Preach your word. Receive your word. And do your word. Lord God, unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust you. Let me not be ashamed. Lord God, let not my enemy triumph over me. Yes, let none who wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God of my salvation. You do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercy and your loving kindness. You have forever been whole. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Realizing that you don't need no help from nobody. You got all power is in your hand, Lord God. You can do anything but fail, Lord God. Is there anything too hard for you, Lord God? No, nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. What we can't do, we know you can, Lord God. You said in your word, without me, we can do nothing. Well, we can do nothing apart from you, Lord. Keep us in your presence, Lord God. Wrap us in your arms, Lord God. Give us peace, Lord God, in the midst of any situation that we're going through, Lord God. Give us peace, Lord God. Lord God, those that are in the nursing, Lord God, let them know that they are not alone, Lord God. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. Teach them your ways. Console them and heal them. Heal their mind. Some may be confused in mind. Regulate the mind, Lord God. Some can't walk. We know that you're able to heal all manner of diseases, and we trust that you will. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We worship you, Spirit and truth. We magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. Now, Lord God, as I sit here and go over your word, Lord God, let me decree as you increase, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Lord, you are awesome. Lord, you're awesome. Lord God, I look forward to our service on Sunday morning. I'm not boasting and I'm not bragging, but the anointing that God placed on my bishop and my pastor is unique. It's unique. I've never seen it before or heard it. But you come by, and you will hear, and you will feel the Spirit, the anointing is there. And I thank God, Bishop, I thank God for my pastor. I'm blessed. What we're going to be talking about tonight is creating. To become like Christ. And we should strive every single day to be more like Jesus and less like us. Paul said in his word in Rome, there's nothing good in the flesh. We must put this flesh to death. Crucify this flesh. Mortify the mouth. So sin will not reign in this mortal body. Nor will we be a servant to sin. Teach us your ways, O Lord. Teach us your statutes. Teach us your commandments. And you said in John, your commandment is not grievous. If we love you, we will keep your commandment. You said that in your word. And I believe every word in this Bible. I don't know it, and I might not understand it, but thank God, I believe it. In Ephesians 4:22-24. Now I'm just going to paraphrase this. Our three responsibilities in becoming like Christ. First, we must choose to let go of the old way of acting. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We are not the same. We don't talk the same. We don't act the same. We don't go to places we used to go to because we have put on this new man. And we ascribe to be more like Christ. We are created to be more like Christ. Let go of the old way of acting. Everything connected with the old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. It's no good. Second, we must change the way we think. Let the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, change your way of thinking. Third, you must put on the character of Christ by developing new godly habits. Your character is essential, the son of your habits. And it's how you have to act. The Bible says, put on the new self, created like God in true righteousness and holiness. God uses his word, people, to mold us to be more like him. Becoming like Christ is a long, slow process of growth. Spiritual maturity is neither instant nor automatic. It is gradually, day by day. I'm taking off, I'm putting on. I'm taking off, I'm putting on. It is a praying way. The old folks, it's a new way, a praying way. Spiritual maturity is neither instant automatic, it's gradually, as I said. Progressive development that will take the rest of your life. Affirm to this process. Paul said, this will continue until we are mature, just as Christ is. And we will be completely like him. Far more interested in what you are than what you do. You are not in the flesh, but we are in the spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. God knew what he was doing from the beginning. He decided from the offset to shape our lives of those who love him along the same line as the life of his son. For we see the original and the intense shape of our life there in him. We look at the Son of God's original purpose in everything. Colossians 1:15 tells us, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or power, over all things were created by him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And for him, you are created. We are created to become like Christ. From the very beginning, God's plan has been to make us more like his son, Jesus, and not like ourselves. The Bible says all people, not just believers, possess a part of the of God. He made man his own image and his own likeness. God knows what he was doing. But something happened. But the image is was incomplete and had been damaged and distorted by sin. Sin entered into the world. So God sent Jesus on a mission to restore the full image that we have lost. What is the full image and likeness of God look like? It looked like his son Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus is the exact likeness of God, the visible image of the invisible God, and the exact representation of his being. You will never become a God, but you can be godly. You can take on the characteristics of Christ and ask God to shape you and mold you. He is the potter, and we are the clay. The potter knows how to shape and mold this clay to get it where it should be. God knows how to get us where we should be in him. Let's be absolutely clear. That prideful lie of Satan's only temptation, Satan promised Adam and Eve that if they follow his advice, ye shall be as God. This desire to be a God shows up every time we try to control our circumstances, control our life. We cannot do it. Our future and the people around us. But as creatures, we will never, never be the creator. God don't want you to become a God. He wants you to become godly, taking on his values, his attitude, his characteristics, take on a whole new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. You can't do it, but the Holy Spirit, Comforter, that he said he would send back here, is the only one that can do it. Rely on God's word. Trust his word. Believe his word. Live his word. God, he wants us to grow up spiritual. That's what it's all about, spiritually. You can gain this whole world. It means nothing if you lose your soul. Nothing or nobody is worth you losing your soul. That is the most important thing that you have. He wants us to develop and love and manifest the fruit of the Spirit. That is found in the book of Galatians. Third purpose of life on earth. Only the Holy Spirit has the power to make the changes God wants to make in our lives. We must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit do what it is designed to do, the Spirit of truth. It will not steer you wrong. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit. Try the Spirit by the Spirit and see whether or not it is of God. The Holy Spirit releases power. God told his disciples to go into Jerusalem and wait there until they be endured power from on high. They received power. And God gave us that same power, that same Holy Ghost he gave them, he gave to us if we want it. It's free if you want it. The Holy Spirit releases his power the moment you take a step of faith. Confess. Believe. His death, his burial, his resurrection, and you shall be saved. And the Holy Spirit will come in, it will lead you, it will guide you, it will teach you, it will keep you. All this junk and stuff that goes on in the world, we need the Holy Spirit to keep us. Our young people, old people, middle-aged people, we need it. Because we will be lost without the Holy Spirit. We will surely go astray. We will surely lose our way. We wouldn't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit, it helps us. It teaches us. Young people, it'll keep you. You don't have to go out and commit fornication. We don't have to lie and steal and kill. Let the Holy Spirit do what it is designed to do. Shun evil. Cleave to the truth of righteousness. We can get an example here. When Joshua was faced with an impassable barrier, the flood water of the Jordan River receded only after the leader stepped into the rushing current in obedience and faith. Obedience unlocks God's power. Obedience unlocks his power. Paul explained. To put out concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is a mind thing. If Satan can just get into your mind, he got you. But we have two spirits warring against one another. Spirit of God and the spirit of Satan. Which one are you going to obey? Put on a new man, which after God created in righteousness and true holiness. You know, we are new creatures in Christ because we have taken off that old man. Says, let that same mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? What a beautiful place it will be if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Turn from that wicked way, then I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. We must ascribe every single day to be more like Jesus. And the Word teaches us how to be more like Jesus. Study your Word. Pray your Word. Trust in God's Word. Believe God's Word. Receive God's Word. And most of all, live God's Word. The Word teaches us the character of Jesus. We must have the same attitude that Jesus had. I'm going to say that sometimes a lot of people think that Christians are not supposed to get angry. But you can be angry, but sin not. Jesus was our example in the temple. When he whooped them out of there, he was upset. He was angry. But he did not sin. When we become more like Jesus, we're going to have that love that Jesus had, the forgiveness that Jesus had. You can't do it by yourself. You need Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit. Self can't do it. You have to put self to death. And think spiritually. Ephesians 6 tells us what we must do. We must put on the whole armor of God, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, our sword and our shield. The word is like a two-way sword. It cuts between the bone and the marrow. And we have to put on the whole armor of God. This battle is won in the mind. Give us a mind that stay on Jesus. If we keep our mind on Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace. No matter what's going on in our lives, or what we're facing, or what we have to endure, I want you to take all your burdens this day. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. He knows you can't help it. So give it to God. Leave it with him. Let him handle it. Let him shape you and mold you to be more like his son Jesus. He always looked to his father. So we have to look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, beginning and ending, the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. He's all. All that we need lies in the Lord. Just remember, ask God to create you to be more like your son, Jesus. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless. See you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. If you want to listen to this broadcast, dial 646-668-2580. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., dial 646-668-2580. God bless.